in Parshas, this week's Parsha, in Parshas Achre, before it says the Parsha of the Rayas, the Pesukim talk about a general statement about keeping the Mishpatim and the Chukim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says, Es Mishpatai Tasu Ves Chukusai Tishmru Lo Lechus Bahem. It says, V'chukusayim Lo Seilechu. So use the Lashon of Halicha. Later on, we find in the beginning of Parsha B'chukosai, in B'chukosai Teilechu. Rashi over there says, Shatil Melem Matero. And the question is, how do you see in the language Halicha these Lashonas? What does the Halicha mean? A person is Sharm. Mishpatai, the person was Mishpatai Tasu, and he was Sharm of the Chukim. So he did the Mishpatim, he's careful of the Chukim. The Pasuk adds the Lechus Bohem. That to go in them. So the Taras Kahanim says that a same ikr val tasem tefela, you should make the mitzvah of the Torah your ikr focus. Don't make them a secondary focus. Your interaction with the world, your maso maton, that which you take from them and that which you give, the give and take that you have with the world, is in them. Shlotar b'hem d'var macherim ba'alim. You should not mix in other things. Shlotar b'hem lamad hichachem yisrael elamad chachem asum asarim. Tamalam leleches b'hem shein chavashar lipotem mitoicho. So, and the pasuk says b'yislach lotan choisoch v'shachmat tishmar lecho v'kisos hisis hichacho. So Chazal darshan b'alam hazeh shas misa l'olam haboa. But the pasuk title of the pasuk is that wherever you, as you're traveling, it's going to travel with you. When you wake up, that's the first thing you talk about. When you go to bed, you're taking it with you, and it's a shmira. So, the attitude towards Torah, it's very much one of the questions we have is, you know, a person says, I don't do favors, I do mitzvahs. Like, so what's the problem if I define my approach to the world based on the way I wanted to figure it out, based on what the world thinks is important, etc. So here the pasuk says that the goal over here is not to keep mitzvahs, and the goal is not to be careful from avarus. The goal is that my halicha, that which my passage through the world, as I go through the world, my interaction with the world is bahem, is in them, is in Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs is going to engage me, it's going to define me, it's going to be my interest and my focus. I might spend many hours a day doing other things, but at every moment I'm looking and understanding that there's a Torah, there's a mitzvah, there's a creator who created the world. He has expectations for me. He wants a relationship with me. I want a relationship with him. And any moment I'm trying to see what I'm doing now. I'm doing it with a care and concern, because this is what my life is about. A flip side of a person who his life would be about making money, we understand that, you know, any interaction he has, in the back of his head, he's thinking about, okay, so how can I turn this to my advantage to make more money? A person's involved in a relationship with somebody that he loves very much, so in the back of his head, he's thinking about it. Ram Yuzaloshan Bavosa Yishka Tomid, a person is constantly thinking about it, that the mitzvah of Ava to Kodesh Baruch Hu is to that Madrega where it's a constant accompaniment, a constant thought. So that's what Torah says, Lechus Behem, that we have to define that this is what life is about, this is what our goal is, this is what our purpose is, this is what we're interested in. Mechukhazem L'Shalechu then means that above and beyond not copying their ways and doing the things, it shouldn't be that you should define your interests and what's important and what life is about based on the definitions of Lumos Olam around you. Do not look at them for a definition of the purpose and the tachlis of your life. Have a good Shabbos.